Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. We're here again today with Billy Kangas, who's been our guest this whole week. If you haven't had a chance to listen to him, I know you'd be very inspired. I want to encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them on your computer, download them on whatever device you have. They're also accessible through podcast at Ave Maria Radio website and on our website as well at renewalministries.net. So welcome back, Billy.
So glad to be here.
I should probably, so some of our listeners maybe are tuning in for the first time today, so I want to say just a little bit about you, if you don't mind. So Billy's currently the Director of Community Engagement for Hope Clinic, tremendous ministry to the poor here in southeastern Michigan. He's a scholar working on his PhD in theology. He's happily married, has three sons. They keep him going, young sons, and he was the founder of a not-for-profit Cultivate Coffee and Tap House, which brought together a lot of Billy's loves, just ministry, beer, coffee. It was all happening there for you.
It's a wonderful intersection of the best things in life.
Yes. It's just a cool outreach, which we don't have much time to talk about today. So, but you could find out about it by going to your website.
Yeah, you can find more about Cultivate at cultivateipsy.org.
Yeah. So what we've been doing this week, it's a lot of fun talking about how to live out our fundamental identity as missionaries, that is people who are baptized into Jesus himself, into his mission. We're his hands and feet in the world. And how can we concretely express that on a daily basis? And Billy put together some simple reminders and a clever way of thinking about how can we remind ourselves each day how to be Jesus' hands and feet. So I'll let you break open where we've been so far and where we're going to go today.
So yeah, I think that one of the biggest challenges that many people face is how do I identify mission in my own life? It's easy to think of mission as, oh, that's what people do out in the global south. That's what people do when they take on a vocation as a priest or as a religious. But actually, we are commissioned to be missionaries everywhere we are. So having touch points that remind us, practices that engage us, prayers that encourage us to get engaged in the ministry and the mission that God is doing in our lives, in our context, neighborhoods, and work is super important. We talked a couple days ago about the eyes, having our eyes open to see God around, just to be reminded that we are in the midst of a mission field that God is already at work in. Yesterday we talked about the ears. We have to be continually reminded of the story that we're a part of, that God is the center, that Christ is the primary protagonist in this work of salvation, and we come in as members supporting this great mission. So taking time to pray, to read the scriptures, to meditate on the lives of the saints, to find touch points each day of the story that we're living. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about two additional senses, if you will, that help remind us how to engage in the mission that Jesus is doing. The first one is the mouth, which is talking to people. Actually taking time to open your mouth and speak. And this can be a huge challenge in some people's lives. For me, this is probably the easiest one for me. I love talking to people. Mm-hmm. But one thing that C.S. Lewis once said that really struck me is that the most sacred thing that we encounter outside of the Blessed Sacrament is another human being. That each person is an image bearer. They were created in God's image, and they reflect God to us. In Matthew 25, we have this moment where Jesus reveals where he's present to us. And where is it? It's in the hungry. It's in the thirsty, the naked, the imprisoned. Jesus is encountering us every day through the people that we see. So taking time to actually talk to people is really important. Because talking to someone is a great way of seeing them, of hearing them, of engaging with them. And if you don't take time to talk to someone, they're not going to be able to hear the gospel that we're trying to live. So one thing that I've tried to do in my own life is create margin, like we talked about before. Part of seeing the kingdom is engaging in the kingdom. Anytime I'm talking to someone, I want to make sure that that conversation isn't just a pleasantry. It isn't just trying to get through it to the next thing, but that I actually see that person. I hear that person. I give them space where if they are dealing with something, that I can respond to it. Or if the Lord is calling me to share something with them, that I've actually created the space to do it. So there's dozens of encounters with people we have every day. And I'm not saying that you need to have an hour-long conversation with every grocery clerk that you meet. That could be probably exhausting for the grocery clerk. You want to respect their time, where they're at. But occasionally you'll find an example of, you know, when someone says, how are you doing today? Making sure that you respond in a way that leaves room where if maybe they're not doing well today, that you can share with them. Or if you are doing well and they want to know about it, or even if you're not doing well, you can share with them about where God's at work in your life in that process. So thinking about conversation as an entry point to engage with that mission that God is already at work at in another person's life. That's the whole idea with talk to people.
Yeah.
Open your mouth.
Yeah. And sometimes it includes Pope Francis, and again, Evangelii Gaudium, where he, at a certain point, he makes a very clear and strong exhortation, actually just, I think, almost begging us, talk to people. You know what I mean? Like he said, this can happen on a street corner. He said, this can happen on a bus. This can happen. He's getting really concrete. And he said, you don't need a lot of training for this. This actually is quite simple, mm-hmm. You know, and be ready both to hear them as you speak to them, but also realize the burdens that people carry. And you can be a conduit of God's grace right there in a moment in a very simple way. He said, we actually pray with people, you know, that you offer them, say, could I pray for you? You know, or he said, maybe there's a Bible passage that you have that would be very encouraging, that relates exactly to what they're saying, to be able to, in that moment, could I share something with you that I hope is encouraging, or something like that?
I think that's a really key thing, an important thing, and something that each person has to wrestle with themselves.
Yeah.
Because some of us are gifted to be able to share and communicate effectively and openly and honestly. My wife always reminds me, though, that you want to make sure you're doing it out of a love for the other person, not out of an obligation.
Yeah.
If we're always trying to just talk to people because that's what we're supposed to do, we can also lose the plot as well.
Yeah.
But part of what we do with the ears, hearing, is hopefully hearing God's heart. So whenever we see something, we want to be doing both hearing and speaking.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a linear process. Well, I've opened my eyes. Now I'm going to tune my ear and then open my mouth. But hopefully we're always communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that God's Spirit actually works with us.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we may not know what to say.
And going back to a very important point you made a couple of days ago is that we're living in a story. And part of the seeing, mm-hmm. that you talked about, is you may know as you sit down next to somebody on a bus or you meet someone in a grocery store or your neighbor, next door neighbor, you may know something about them they don't know, which is they're called to live in a story. They're actually in it whether they know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then you may know something else they don't know about themselves, that they're infinitely valuable, that they're sacred, that they're actually made by God for God, and that they're called to live for all eternity. And so remembering that reality,
mm-hmm.
I think, can help us be present to a person when we recognize their value and their sacredness. And I think some of the reason we don't is we don't remember that story. We don't often see people that way. And especially in contemporary culture today, there's so much warring and division and argument and compartmentalizing and of people. We miss the more fundamental truth about who they are.
I think that's exactly right. We're not talking to them because we have so much to share, but because we serve a God who has infinite love to share with them. The conversation, when I say open your mouth, it doesn't mean tell them all about your day.
Right.
Tell them all the reasons that you're great, which can be our tendency as well. If the story is based around us, we open our mouths, we share about us. here's what I did today, here's where I'm going, here's what I'm doing. Instead, we want to be, in a sense, a person who helps start that conversation between God and them. I was trained when I went to seminary as a spiritual director. And part of that conversation is recognizing that as a spiritual director, you're not telling somebody what to do. You're helping to facilitate a conversation between your directee and the Holy Spirit. And when I say talk to people, that's what I'm saying. Help introduce in maybe small ways, sometimes large ways, sometimes explicit ways, and sometimes subtle ways, but always be looking to help better introduce the people that you're encountering with the Holy Spirit, who is reaching out to draw them and to speak to them and to declare into their lives where they fit in God's story, to give them that significance that they have as an image bearer of Almighty God.
So speaking, what was the other sense we wanted to...
We wanted to talk about the hands.
Okay, we've got a couple minutes. Let's do it. Go ahead.
All right, so we got the hands, which go hand in hand with speaking, because we want to be looking for ways to serve, ways to give, ways to help others. There are so many needs in our world, and God calls us to participate in helping meet those things. One of the most dangerous prayers I've ever prayed was, Lord, give me your heart, because it's something he is so willing to do. There's a lot of talks and thoughts about discipleship out there, and a lot of it's focused on good stuff, making sure you pray regular, go to mass, things like that. But the best litmus test that I know of what discipleship looks like is your life oriented more and more towards loving and serving the needs of people? Mm-hmm. If you're not finding your heart is moved towards serving the poor, towards serving the vulnerable, towards helping those in need, there's a good chance that what you're doing is a lot of religion, but not a lot of discipleship. So make sure that you engage with needs, that you look at what has God given me with my time, with my talents, with my financial resources, and saying, these are all indicators of discipleship. My bank account is an indicator of discipleship. My weekend and how I use it is an indicator of discipleship. Lord, let these things be in your hands, mm-hmm. and let my hands reflect the care that you are extending to the needs of those around me.
Very good. One of the sobering things about what Jesus says about the day of judgment is he's going to reveal the fruit that's on the tree or not on the tree. It's not just, did you carry an idea in your head while you were living? Did you get to Mass on Sundays? I mean, it matters that you keep holy the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. But how did you actually live your life? Did you follow me in the way you spoke, in the way you acted, the way you, how you use your hands, how you use your resources? And if we want to do that, if that's really in our heart, we'll end up doing it. He'll lead us into it, and he will bear fruit because we'll be abiding in him, and he'll bring about fruit. But if it's not something that we really desire and seek, that's also going to be revealed. And it's a sobering thought for us to have. And I think Jesus is dead serious about it, and he's right here with us, friends, to give us all the grace, power, strength we need. We just need to say yes and go with him where he's leading us. God bless you. I hope you can join us tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. We can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.